The Easter Stories from Luke, Week 1, Reading 4. The Parable of the Minas. A mina was a monetary weight worth about 100 days' wages for a laborer, or 1/60th of a talent. But as they heard these things, he added and told a parable, for he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his own 10 servants, and he gave them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent an embassy after him, saying, we will not have this man reign over us. And it came to pass that when he had come back, having received the kingdom, he also said that these servants should be called to him, to whom he had given the silver, that he might know what everyone had gained by doing business. And the first came, saying, Lord, thy mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in the least, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him also, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, thy mina, which I have held laid up in a handkerchief. For I feared thee, for thou art an austere man. Thou takest what thou didst not deposit, and reapest what thou didst not sow. And he says to him, out of thine own mouth I will judge thee, wicked servant. Thou didst know that I am an austere man, taking what I did not deposit, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then didst thou not give my silver to the bank, so that at my coming I might have exacted it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him, and give it to him who has 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. For I say to you that to everyone who has shall be given, but from him who has not, even that which he has shall be taken away from him. Nevertheless, those enemies of mine who were not willing that I should reign over them, bring them here and slay them in front of me. Apocalypse Explained, 675. Section 7. Here the numbers 10 and 5 are employed because 10 signifies all people and all things, and 5 some people and some things. The 10 servants whom the nobleman, going into a far country, called to him mean all who are in the world, and in particular all who are of the church. For the nobleman means the Lord, and going into a far country means the Lord's departure out of the world and his then seeming to be absent. The 10 minas that he gave to the servants to trade with signify all the knowledges of truth and good from the word, with the ability to perceive them. For a mina, which was silver and was money, signifies the knowledges of truth and the ability to perceive. And to trade signifies to acquire intelligence and wisdom by means of them. Those who acquire much are meant by the servant who from a mina gained 10 minas. And those who acquire some are meant by him who from a mina gained 5 minas. The cities which are said to be given to them signify the truths of doctrine. And to possess them signifies intelligence and wisdom, and life and happiness from them. From this it is clear what is signified by 10 cities and by 5 cities. Because those who acquire nothing of intelligence are like the foolish virgins, in Matthew 25, and because these possess truths in the memory only and not in the life, after their departure from this world, they are deprived of truths. While those who possess truths both in the memory and in the life, enrich themselves in intelligence to eternity. So it is said that they should take away the mina from him who gained nothing with it, and should give it to him who had 10 minas. Questions and comments. Number 1. In what ways does the Lord call you and entrust his resources to you to use on his behalf while he is, as it were, away? Number 2. What is a situation in which we might feel like God takes what he did not deposit and reaps what he did not sow, and be fearful of investing thought and energy in fleeing from evils and doing a good job? 3. In verse 25, they say, "Lord, he has 10 minas," as if complaining that he already has more than enough. Does life sometimes feel unfair and unequal? How does the Lord regard such inequalities? Number 4. Who do you think are meant by the nobleman's enemies who were unwilling that he should rule over them?